Episode 2962, Reclaim the Romance.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend and enjoying the weather. Well, maybe not so much. It's kind of the extreme all across the globe, especially here in the United States, where it's supposed to be warm. It's a little extra warm. When it's supposed to be warm in another area, it's cold. I don't know. But what I do know, it's relationship builders, and it's time for us to reclaim the romance. Oh yeah, it's going to get good. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. For those of you who haven't heard, and if you're new to our family, I want to welcome you specifically. And for those of you who have been hanging out with me for years, it is so good to have you here. But I want to remind you, we have partnered with Pray.com. We have a TV show that goes live every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Now, you can watch this after the fact. We have a section. If you go and find me under Featured Leaders, you'll see Christiane Wargo. Go there. You will see the videos. You'll also see the podcasts that are there. And there's new things that are coming exclusive there to pray.com. So it's exciting. It's a new adventure. All I can say is come over and enjoy the family. And guess what? It's just not about me, remember? It's not about Create Your Now. It's about our family. And we have a bigger family. We're expanding our family there with other people who can serve your heart and your love for Christ and your walk with God in your everyday. So let's dive into relationships here. Take a deep breath, because I don't know about you, a lot of people are really on edge when you even mention the word romance. What would you give to have some uninterrupted, and what did I say, uninterrupted quality time with your spouse? It's not too late to do something great for your marriage. Reclaim the romance. You know, marriage is a blessing and a beautiful journey that brings two individuals together where me becomes we. But it's not always roses and rainbows, right? There are many storms in life. Life is busy. Life is hectic. And unfortunately, our marriages take a backseat to our responsibilities. How unfair is that? And as time goes on, yes, it's great to have the same partner forever and ever and ever, but guess what? The romance can dwindle, which leaves couples feeling disconnected and unfulfilled. That's the last thing you want for your marriage. It truly is. And if you're not putting forth the effort, that dwindling, that's when it starts to go downhill, and it's not good. And for men, it's especially not good. There's a lot of different needs for a female and a male. And so when you look at those needs in a relationship, you have to figure out how can you meet your spouse's needs, right? You want your needs met, but your spouse also needs their needs met, right? So I know a lot of confusion here, but I don't want to put you on the edge. I want you to relax into this, because a lot of people are just uncomfortable just about the word romance, about being romantic, about being intimate with your spouse. This is a gift given to you by God. There is nothing shameful about this, okay? Now, you may not want to go and exploit what you're doing in the bedroom, in the privacy of wherever you're being intimate with your spouse. That's no one's business, unless if you bring someone specific into the conversation. That is going to hold your hearts safe, okay? Notice how I put that in major parentheses there. You don't want to sit there and bring this into a room of going, aha, well, my spouse is better than your spouse. Don't get into those conversations, okay? They're not going to lead anywhere but to the bad central station, and you don't want to go down that road. You never want to put your spouse in jeopardy, especially with their heart, okay? But what I do want to stress is that You have to understand that your spouse has needs. And it's not just about needs as in money, providing for them, providing for the children, okay? All of that. Yes, we have our earthly needs in that respect. But we also have our bodily needs. And that is the need of intimacy, the need of affection, the need of feeling wanted and appreciated and loved upon. And unfortunately, we are living in an age of distraction. Truly, that is what our era should be named, right? It's the era of distraction. Social media is the rage. And that can be good and bad, depending upon how you use it. You know, if you've got a spouse that's sitting there doing nothing but on their feed all the time, and you're sitting there trying to enjoy a movie, are you really having time together? Now, some would argue, well, at a movie, are you really even having time together? Okay, well, we could argue that point. I get it. I understand all sides to that. But what I'm saying is that when you want to do something together and one spouse feels like they're not being paid attention to, because it's like, okay, if we're coming into this and we're going to watch the movie together, yet the partner's going, well, I'm going to do this instead, then that spouse who thought that they were watching it together, well, what do you think is going to happen? Their feelings are going to be hurt. And it's going to be just a mess, right? When you look at what is happening in our world today, looking at the society that we have, how that's being really pushed upon families, pushed upon marriages and relationships, right? If you have a family, if you have a marriage that is breaking apart, you are in the destruction zone. I mean, you just are. You want to be in the construction zone. You want to always be building up better and better and better. You want to be refining what you have within your marriage, right? So it's building up, not tearing down. So when you think that your romance is dwindling and you're feeling disconnected and unfulfilled, you don't have to accept that as truth for your marriage. Your friends can have that marriage, but you don't have to. With a little effort, it's possible to rekindle the spark and reclaim the romance. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Reclaim the romance. Romance does not happen by chance. And I think we kind of have this Cinderella vision. And maybe the guys, I don't know, maybe you guys have a prince vision. I'm not really sure. But I know your prince vision is, I want it when I want it all the time, for the most part, okay? That's the need of a male. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But a female, well, it's a little more complicated if you haven't figured that out, men. We just are complicated. And so in seeing that, in knowing that, you have to understand that romance does not happen by chance. It's by choice. Which means what? You got to work at it. That's what it boils down to. And after a long day at work, taking care of the kids, handling the household responsibilities, you're going to be tired. You're going to want to chill out. But part of that chilling out, it can include your spouse in many ways. And that means romantically also. So I want us to look at some ideas here as to what we can do when it comes to the romance. And I want you to expand your imagination in this. Yes, I'm telling you, keeping your spouse in mind, notice I'm putting you in parentheses as to where your thoughts are supposed to go. I want you to think about your spouse and where does this take you, okay? Number one, you need to schedule date nights. You need to put things on the calendar. All couples, all, and I know I don't say that very often, all couples struggle with busy lives. I don't care what profession you have, whatever you're doing in life, it's complicated. You are busy. Everybody is busy. Why? Because we can do more now than we've ever been able to do in the life of living here on earth. Period. So if you're not doing anything, you still can be busy. It's just that you're choosing not to be. I know, that's for another episode. But we do have that challenge, right? We are all busy. So trying to find that time to spend together, it becomes the big question mark. And it becomes also, well, we just don't have time. No more of it. No more of it. You're going to make time, right? If you want To have romance, it doesn't happen by chance. It happens by choice. So schedule a date night, a monthly date night. Prioritize your marriage. Prioritize each other. It matters. And you can go and have a fancy dinner, or guess what? You can just have a walk in the park. You can go and go shopping at the main street and not have to buy anything, but window shop. You can go look at houses, go to model homes, and dream about what it would be like to build your house. You could go to McDonald's and have a $2 hamburger and share a Coke. You can do whatever you want to do, but you got to schedule it. That is the main point here. Yeah, you can even have a getaway time. You can say, okay, I'm going over here. That's great. If you can take a night off and go to a hotel, that's wonderful. But you don't have to spend money in order to spend time together. And I think that's honestly where we get confused. And I think there's assumptions that are made. One spouse says, oh my gosh, she wants me to go and spend all this money. And honestly, we don't have this money. Well, have you asked her? Or maybe you're thinking, oh my gosh, he just thinks that I need to be doing this every single night of the week and I'm exhausted. I can't do it. The kids, they've got me coming and going. I'm going to bed after 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. I'm getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get him out and I am just plain plumb tired. I can't do this. Okay, that's all right. But you got to share where you're at. And you can do that only when you're spending time together. So get that time on the calendar. I know it sounds strange, but you got to plan things out. I was looking at my monthly calendar. I know TMI, but I'm not going there, so don't have to worry about that. But I was looking at the month of May, and we have got a lot of things happening in the month of May. For my children, for me in the business, for my husband. I mean, it is jam-packed. And I'm like, oh, I'm literally on some days going to be scheduling hour by hour by hour by hour. And I'm thinking, oh, and so when I was making my notes for this episode, I was thinking, oh, the month of May, it could be a long time for us. And then I kind of giggled. Okay, so I know TMI, but I'm telling you, you got to be serious about this. Because it's not by chance, it's by choice that you can reclaim your romance. And I'm so tired of hearing the excuses. I get it. I've lived them all. I understand. I understand the extra stress. I understand the overwhelm. I understand the children. I understand the empty nesting. I understand that everybody's in your house and you have no time. You got to find a way. Maybe you have everybody go out to a movie and you all stay home, just saying. You can always find a way, but you have to make it a priority. Number two, be creative and keep it fresh. I love this one. If you've been together for a while, right, it's easy to fall into a rut. Guilty. We all do it, right? I mean, just think about when you go to the grocery store, are you really thinking about every street you turn on? No, you just get in your vehicle and you drive. Now, if you have a Tesla, it's driving for you maybe, but that's another episode too. So when you're doing that, you're not giving it much conscious thought. It just happens, right? You just know somehow you get there. And you couldn't even tell me on the way what you saw because you were doing maybe three or four other things. Maybe you were talking to someone on the phone. Hopefully you're not texting. Please say you're not texting and driving. Maybe you were thinking about dinner in your head and making an extra, list as to what else you need to pick up on the way home. But when we fall into the rut where we're just keep driving on the same track where we don't have to think about it, what do you think happens? We lose the spark. We lose the direction. We lose where we're at. To keep things fresh and exciting, come up with creative ideas, right? Maybe you go and take a cooking class. Maybe you go for a getaway weekend to a brand new city or a little city. It doesn't have to be a huge mega city. It can just be a sweet little quaint town that's near you. Or maybe you enjoy your own city. Maybe you've never actually been in your own area looking at, oh my gosh, we have historical this and that. Let's go do something. There's so many things that are out there that we don't take advantage of because we don't make time. And then we just assume that we're supposed to be doing these things because, oh wait, we think that's what our partner wants, but we haven't asked. And so therefore, we're just kind of still doing the same old, which is the rut. Oh, back on the couch we go. Let's just listen to the feed. Watch it. See more cat videos. Woohoo, meow. Schedule your date nights. Be creative and keep it fresh. And both of those lead me to number three. You gotta communicate openly and honestly. If you don't know what your spouse wants, the problem is you're not opening up your mouth and asking. You gotta have curiosity. You've got to stimulate the conversation and say, what can I do for you, babe? What can I do to light your world? I mean, you did that while you were dating, right? I know. Come on, go back there. Think about, you're smiling already and you're getting, ooh, this is kind of nice. Feels good. Yeah. So have that in your marriage now. Bring it into your marriage. Be open and honest with your partner saying, you know what? I really would like this. Or I would like you to touch me here. Or I would like you to hold me there. Talk about what you're missing. You know, say, sweetheart, I know you've been busy with work. I know your career matters to you, but I need my husband back. I need my wife here with me. If you don't have these open, honest conversations, what do you think is going to happen? Yep, your relationship's going to dwindle. It's going to become a closed door. And one of you are going to go searching elsewhere. I'm just being honest with you, right? Yes. So communicate openly and honestly so that kind of stuff doesn't happen. Serve your spouse well. Number four, I love the double A's. I know. Already you went somewhere. I know. That's why I said I love the double A's. Has nothing to do with that. It's show appreciation and affection. But you're never going to forget it now, are you? Yes, especially my men. Anyway, it's easy to take your spouse for granted, right, when life gets busy. But when you show appreciation and affection, it can go a long way in keeping the romance alive. Take the time to say, I love you, babe. I love you, sweetheart. You are my woman. You are my man. I couldn't imagine being anywhere but with you. Yes, you drive me crazy at times. And there are times I'm like, I'm done. And you can giggle about that. But then you could say, but there are just times I just want to hold your hand. I just want to hold your hand. We were sitting last night in our hearth room. The entire family was there. And it was wonderful. All of us just hanging out, watching just stupid stuff on the TV, honestly. Just kind of chilling, right? As every Friday night should be. And it was so sweet because my husband just reached out his hand. As if, let's see, I want your hand now, please. And so we just held hands. That's it. That's fabulous. I want to be able to do that till way past, right? Till the day I die. I want to make sure we're holding each other's hands. It's important to me. You can leave each other love notes, right? Maybe you're like, gosh, I haven't left any love notes. Go out. It hasn't been that long since Valentine's Day. Go out and get those clearance special Valentine's Day cards. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. And just use those and say, you know what? I just wanted to send you a Valentine's Day today because I love you in every way. I mean, how cute and sweet. Throw them off a little bit. Don't do the same things over. Show appreciation and affection for your sweetheart. You got to reclaim the romance. And then finally, number five, take care of yourself. Now, I'm going to talk about this, and I hesitate just a little bit because I don't want you to take it the wrong way. Know my heart. Know that I love you, okay? But I have got to say this because I believe there's at least one person out there, and I was that one person at one point in my life where I did not like who I was. And I didn't not take care of myself. I thought I was taking care of myself, but I wasn't doing as good of a job as I could have been doing. And so therefore, unbeknownst to me, I wasn't doing it on purpose by any means, but yes, I was kind of holding it against my husband. And so I didn't really want the attention because, in all honesty, I didn't feel real good about myself. So you got to take care of yourself. If you do not like who you see in the mirror, and if you're like, ugh, yeah, you're not looking too good, do you think you're really going to want to show off to your spouse? Yeah, I mean, come on, be honest, please. And like I said, know my heart about this. It's not just about looks, right? Right. 100%, it's not just about looks. However, it does play a part. It's a little piece of the puzzle. And we've got to look at the world from a 360-degree view. And so you got to take care of yourself. When you feel good about yourself, you can be present and engage more so. And you can do it, of course, by what? Exercising, meditation, having that devotional time, taking a relaxing bath. You know, when you prioritize your own well-being, you're going to have more energy and love to give your spouse. And that's what you want to be able to do. Because what happens, right, after a busy day? And you're like, oh, no, I really don't want to do this. And you're like, oh, no, I got a little bit more. Just a little bit more, but just enough. Oh, yeah. Let's reclaim that romance tonight. Uh-huh. So think about it, right? Be honest with where you are. This is not about calling you out or making you feel guilty. It's about just an honest conversation that most people will not take time to have. And that's really what we're doing here. Because the gift of love is from God. That intimacy is there for a reason. Reclaiming the romance in your relationship, it takes effort. But I promise you it's well worth it. Remember, a little effort can go a long way in keeping the romance alive. So my challenge for you is this. How can you serve your spouse romantically? And I really want you to think about that question. Don't go back to the old rut place, and maybe you have to ask some questions. And now you may have to be a little uncomfortable in asking those questions, but by being uncomfortable might give you a little bit of an edge too, right? Just think back to dating. Those nerves, that's energy. I'm just saying. So how can you serve your spouse romantically? My prayer for you, my friend, is may you accept the challenge of loving your spouse as God loves you. As the roller coaster of life twists and turns, share your heart with the one you said, I do too. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.